This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, this week and next week will be all Halloween questions.
Oh,
it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Your first question. When does Halloween season begin?
Oh, Halloween season, speaking of, it's that time of year. I don't know, October 1. It's the month of Halloween.
Ding, 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 ding. That's exactly right. October 1st.
Yep, I'm on the same page. October 1st. Anybody disagree? If you put Halloween decorations out in late September, party fall?
It just depends on the weather. You know, I mean, you may take advantage of a nice day in September 26, 7, something like that.
Yeah, October 1st is good, I think, for society. My personal one would be October 15th.
Oh, really? You're not a big fan of the Halloween decorations?
Oh, no. I don't like Halloween decorations. I don't like Halloween to begin with. So,
well, Christmas should only be a month, and that starts like with, costumes. Again, I'll bring up Black Friday for you guys.
There you go.
So Christmas sets the bar, and that's usually about a month away, Black Friday. Halloween does not deserve as much time as Christmas.
See, I think Christmas is a two-month. It's beginning of November. I know you're leading up to Thanksgiving, but you start getting ready for the holidays, maybe some decorations. And this has to do with weather as well. Like, the lights go up at the beginning of November. You may not turn them on until December, but they got to go up because who knows? At the beginning of December, you might not have a good weather day.
Candy corn. Love it or hate it?
Oh, I hate it. It's disgusting.
I don't have as strong as an opinion on it. I don't think it's disgusting. I don't love it, but I guess I'll go with I like it.
I don't even know what it's made out of because it's not even, like, is it just simply pure sugar?
Just like
I'd rather take a teaspoon of sugar versus that.
I agree with Heather. Like, I don't, you could say I'm tailing her picks again, but what I do feel like I don't have a strong opinion on this, but if we're living in a binary world, one or zero, I would have to say that I love it because I will eat it.
Yes, I will too.
It's like wax. I'm with you, John. Yeah.
It's like wax and sugar together.
Who would choose candy corn over a different candy?
Right.
That's where I don't get it. And people do that like they do with Peeps. I refer to them as construction cones.
I love
cones.
Peeps.
They do look like construction like cones. That. Yeah, it would be like eating a construction cone.
See, I like the candy corn better than the candy corn pumpkins. They're like a completely different texture to me.
Yeah.
Has Trunk or Treat gone too far?
I don't really have an opinion on this one. I don't really care. It's a, you know, participation is voluntary. So if you don't like it, then don't do it.
I don't know about that.
Trunk or Treat?
Is it really voluntary when you are kind of like, all right, we've been to 18 Trunk or Treats, and because Johnny's friend is going to the 19th, you feel the pressure to go to the 19th?
Again, it's your decision. How do you handle the pressure?
Our decision, but then it's the whining kids. Let's go. These have gone too far. Okay. See, my big thing with Halloween is I think it's just it should really be a day holiday. You can put the decorations up a few weeks, but it's a day. You like when you were a kid, it's for kids, right? By the way. Yeah.
Yes.
Adults a little bit with parties like near it. I get all that, but seriously,
cooler in the wagon.
Halloween used to be, this is all it used to be, was wear your costume to school, have a little party at the end of the day, and then you would trick or treat.
Yeah.
And now we've got 65 trunk or treats that we get asked to go to.
See, I don't even know that I've ever been to a trunk or treat. Like when I was up north, that we had a trunk or treat where it was a classic car show, and they actually lifted up the trunks of the cars, and that's where the candy was. So the kids would run around and grab the candy. I thought that was cool because obviously I love classic cars.
I actually think they're cool, but it's the candy. The kids get too much candy now.
We're
That's
going to a
problem.
Trunk or treat tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh,
wait,
very
2 weeks
excited.
Out from Halloween?
It's what it is. Yep. It's at our library. Emily loves it.
It's all
I'm
about
pumped.
Scheduling. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't even have kids and I feel like they've gone too far. Like trick or treating is about going door to door, hustling for that candy, the rush of it. Like trunk or treat just puts it all in one place and kind of ruins that.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing to get your trick or treating candy in, pillowcase, hands down.
Right? No question.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Yes. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
I do believe some people have spiritual encounters. That's not ghosts. There's like,
what do you mean?
Explain.
Like they can talk to the dead?
No, that they...
The dead talk to you?
Through, like, I dreaming and stuff like that, but more so, like, I do believe people have experienced, like, near-death things.
Oh.
Where they see the light and all that stuff. Like, I think that's real stuff.
It's usually the ER light.
All right, you can have your beliefs. I have mine.
I don't believe in some
little cute white thing and coming up and going, boo. That's what a ghost is, right?
Ooh, at least define the cute little white thing. Casper?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what he meant.
He's a friendly one.
He is a friendly ghost.
He's very friendly. Okay. The next question in the cookie jar. What's the best Halloween song?
Heather?
This is hard. So we've been listening to a lot of Halloween songs at our house. We do love the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Somebody's Watching Me, if that's the name of it. I don't know. But the one that Emily likes the most, I'm going to go with this one, is that This Is Halloween. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh, but
don't sing it. Don't sing it.
Halloween.
Don't sing it. Because that's the one that gets stuck in your head. It will never, ever go away. That's why I can't stand that one. Monster Mash is good. I think you got to go with Thriller.
Interesting. Yeah, Monster Mash was my pick. I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. It is number one with a bullet, best Halloween song.
Heather, you mentioned mine. Somebody's Watching Me. I think that's a great song. So it's by Rockwell, and it has guest vocals by Michael and Jermaine Jackson. It's a great song. I didn't know if it was considered a Halloween song until I looked it for a
list. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you took this literally, there was a great 80s song by Ministry called Halloween. Some people will love that.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that one.
Greg, do you have a top song? No.
Okay. No.
Greg's very indifferent on this one. He has not asked for the microphone.
That's fine. The last one is best Halloween movie. Now, I'm curious. Do you go pure horror? Do you go more cutesy, like Charlie Brown, Great Pumpkin? What's the best Halloween movie?
That sucks.
Oh, wow.
Those movies suck.
The Peanuts movies?
Yes.
The scary Halloween movies?
The giant pumpkin, whatever it's called, and the...
Oh, with Charlie Brown?
Yes. She doesn't like Charlie
Brown. The worst.
What?
I hate him.
That's fairly un-American.
If you sat Teddy down in front of it, he would not be entertained.
Teddy watches those all the time.
They're awful.
The Great Pumpkin?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Emily
A Charlie Brown
and
Christmas?
Brooks are missing out.
Yeah, all of them. They're all awful.
What?
Because
you
they
don't
were made
like Charlie
what?
Brown?
What year were they made?
Classics never die.
A long time ago, and they don't hold up. They're not good.
Do you watch at Christmas? Do you watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
Or claymation Frosty? One?
No,
does
I don't.
Does Rudolph hold up?
No.
There is one that definitely holds up.
The cartoon Frosty
Rudolph,
the Snowman.
No.
Rudolph?
John? The Grinch. The Grinch still holds up.
The cartoon Grinch is really
good. That's a classic that always holds up.
She's not willing to concede that
point. I don't even know if I know it. I mean, I know the Grinch, but like I'm trying to think of the original one.
What is Brothers?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think of like the newer ones and the one with Jim Carrey. Like,
No. The cartoon.
I know, but I can't think of the original, so I don't have a comment on it right now.
Who hurt you as a child? Who hurt you? You don't like Charlie Brown or Rudolph?
No, I like Rudolph, but I just don't think it holds up. I have it on VHS. Like I know the movie. I just don't think Emily would like it.
You have it on VHS.
I
you
do.
Just can't play it on VHS.
I can't.
The question was best Halloween movie.
Wow.
Yeah. I know what Halloween.
Yeah, it's kind of cliche, right?
Yeah. See, I don't like the horror ones. I'm not into that genre.
Who hurt you as a kid, John? How dare you?
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Jack Skellington?
Yes.
I mentioned it last week. Yeah. Teddy's a big fan.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Which is why it's kind of one that I will actually watch along with him. Wow.
Should we do a poll? What's worse? Charlie Brown sucks or what's Browners?
If you want to throw it up before the show ends.
See my guest.
Think.
Wow.
I still think it's Browners.
Sometimes we get a real good insight into the people that we sit next to.
And that's the point of the cookie jar. Next week, we will discuss the hotly debated topics of best and worst Halloween candy. Which Halloween monster wins in a fight? How old is too old for trick-or-treating? And should Halloween be October 31st or the final Friday of the month? Good topics next week. We are officially into Halloween season. It's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.